Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
The diary is over, but somebody sent in some fan fiction, and it is sustaining us for a little bit while we find the next thing.
Yeah, shout out Lynn.
We're a couple days into her imagined version of the writer's life. She went back and I got it all wrong the other day, but like went back and she's talked to both of the boys, mm-hmm. Jake and Mike.
Right. I forgot how badly you got it wrong yesterday.
I was like, she proposed to both of them. Yeah. I kind of juxtaposed the real diary and the fan fiction into one thing. I forget what happened yesterday, if I'm being honest. I know there was two shorter readings.
We read two. That's correct. She's been running. She was like, I miss Jake. Can't stop thinking about Mike.
She said that she talked to her mom too, basically, right?
Yeah.
That was the one before.
That was the one before. Yeah. Okay.
She was talking about how like Mike is so good for her, but she always kept picking fights and obviously cheated on him. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then the other one was that she
she chose
ended things with Jake.
Yeah.
Did she end it? I forget. Did she end it or did he was he just like
she told him she wanted to be friends.
That's right. She friend zoned Jake.
And
okay.
She said, I didn't think I could be with someone who told me who I could be friends with. Which I don't know that I agree with her on that one, but.
Yeah.
I think it would be very strange for me to be dating someone seriously and then really good friends with someone else I most recently dated.
Yeah.
And proposed to.
Yeah.
And slept with even after we broke up quite a bit. Mm-hmm. Like when alcohol gets involved with her and Mike.
And it's I don't know anyone that would be comfortable with that.
Totally. That's why I'm kind of annoyed with her, but whatever.
Okay.
When are we not?
Okay. So what's the date? Are we fast forwarding another month?
Nope. December 27th.
Okay. This person picks even the right dates because
I know.
Mm-hmm. Like right after Christmas?
Yeah, she wouldn't write on Christmas.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She'd write the day after and be like, what a crap show that was.
We've also not gotten any additional emails from Lynn. So I'm like, Lynn!
Oh my God, has she disappeared like the writer?
I know, like, do you know that we're reading these?
Lynn, if you are listening, please.
Just shoot us a little email, like,
or text us. 303-222-5423. Hey, it's Lynn. Thank you. Like,
yeah. Okay, you want me to read it?
Go.
December 27th. I decided Mike and I spent the last 2 days together. I told him I wanted to be with him, but needed to go slowly. Well, we didn't go slowly, but I said I wasn't ready to move back in yet. He said he wants to go to therapy with me so we don't screw this up again. This feels right because Mike always let me be myself with him, even if I was crazy or picked a fight sometimes. He forgives me and knows he pushed too much.
Okay, there's going to be another. We're not stopping at one. Like, because all rules are off, right?
Mm-hmm. I think all rules are off.
I guess her mom knew best.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
What?
Because moms only get a bird's eye view of things.
And but like, she was right. She's herself
this hasn't
around
bore
him.
Out she to said be all correct. The stuff.
Yeah, but she needed to figure it out on her own.
Yeah.
Man. You can't say, because your mom, I don't want to drag your actual personal life into it, but your mom might look at AHAC and go, there's a couple things, because she got your perspective on it. Like, if you and AHAC got in a fight, you'd be like, she was so mean about my shoes. And then she's like, that bitch, she doesn't support her, whatever. And it's like, she's only got like one side of her. Like, her mom doesn't know anything about anything.
Okay. It just seems very,
what I'm saying.
Very typical.
No, because her mom called Mike, remember?
I know, but she still doesn't know.
We don't think she knows about the cheating.
I feel like she couldn't.
Yeah.
It's just very typical. It's like, you don't know. And then you go and do exactly what she told you to do.
I know. You like, are right. And as like, a parent, I want my kids to eventually come to me and go, damn, you were right about everything.
Yeah.
But I just don't like it when you say it.
Okay. Yeah. That's fair.
Okay.
You want to do another?
The same thing.
Okay. Yeah. Is it long? Sure. Is it short?
No, I mean.
Okay. It's another. But,
so this one's not super long, but then the next one's super short. So I'm just warning you.
No, then we'll just plan on the next one probably being two again. We can't do three in a day, you guys.
No,
there
I know.
There has to be some sort of law.
I'm just warning you.
Okay, well, stop reading ahead.
I'm just looking. I'm not reading it at all. I'm looking.
I do just want to point out, and we've said this since we started the fan fiction version of the diary, having it typed makes Erica seem so much more lucid.
And intelligent.
Yeah,
it's I've awesome. Still gotten some words wrong.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. And so really that's
wanna,
when she died.
You really want to do this?
Yes, do one more.
January 2nd, so it's a few days later. Mike told my therapist he wanted to make things easier for me. He talked about 9/11 and how that made him realize what's important. He said he knows he wants to spend his life with me, but maybe that made him move too fast. We decided together that I would ask for space or time when I get scared, and he would ask me if I needed some time to think when he sees me start to get crazy.
Does anyone else have a weird feeling about it? Keeps referencing like Mike knows he went too fast. Mike knows he pushed me. And you're like, you cheated on him.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah. It seems like the accountability is gone.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's suddenly taking all the blame for the failure of the relationship. It's like you forced me to sleep with that John dude or whatever.
John.
Like, because you were going so fast.
Yeah.
And that's not, I'm sorry.
Oh, Mike's just like obsessed with her. Like, I feel like he would do and say anything to be with her.
I don't. Do you guys want me to do what I'm about to do? Or like, I don't want to ruin this. This isn't what really happened to this girl.
I know.
We're creating the fan fiction. We're so invested. But like, what if it is what happened to the girl?
I know.
Like, well, damn it. We need to talk to the girl who wrote this. And then we also need to find the damn diary writer.
I know.
It drives me crazy. But it's 20 years ago.
Yeah.
She could be dead.
Hey.
I mean, who knows? Okay. There's another super short entry that we'll talk her into reading more coming up on Monday.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.